This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there.
14 Washington area couples celebrated Valentine's Day the old-fashioned way this morning. They got married. How romantic. But it was not your basic wedding ceremony, no ma'am.
This television tape was made before many of you were born.
It was. And that's sad.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
It's an oldie. And an oldie.
We've been staring at each other's tired asses for a long time, haven't we?
22 and a half years, not that I'm counting.
Yes, you are.
Isn't that the late Mike Buchanan?
Yes, it is. That's right.
He is missed.
The late, great Mike Buchanan.
And Godspeed to Doug.
He's got his dad's good looks to bank on.
He'll land on his feet.
I just pray that no deer throw themselves in the path of Mike Buchanan again.
That's right.
As he's driving home from work at Channel 9.
Please don't let that happen.
In times of drought, the deer become so bold.
Right.
You really can't avoid them.
Well, they seem to gravitate towards cars that come home from Channel 9 via the Dancing Crab.
Reeking of olives.
Now we don't know that's true. We didn't know he was a big olive eater.
Who doesn't like olives?
Everybody loves a good olive.
Sure. Black or green.
I love olive loaf.
Oh, that's good, too. Olive bread.
Olive oil.
Delicious.
Olive Garden. Thank you. I'm
king
of
the
olives.
You're king of the olives with Olive Garden.
Here we go.
It was a solemn ceremony. Sort of.
And it's the video revolution. We're being videotaped from every conceivable angle right now.
How long is this limo? How long is this limo?
Probably 68 feet
of limo. Unbelievable.
Excuse me. Why are you marrying him?
And the couples gathered for only the most solemn of reasons.
We were thinking about going to Las Vegas and do it, but we figured that this would be even tackier than that, so we went with this.
Nervous family members assembled under a wedding tent and shared in the emotional moment of the occasion.
Well, she's 8 months pregnant. She's due next month.
And she's might have it here.
First time in my life I ever rode in a limousine. But he paid for it and made us feel good. But I thought, gee whiz, the first time, and he's bringing me to a parking lot.
The wedding vows were slated to begin at 7 a.m. in the parking lot of the WAVA radio station studios on Lee Highway in Arlington. The families were there more or less on time.
Right now, he's about 25 minutes late. He was supposed to be here by 7.
I already backed into their car this morning. No, I'm not nervous.
Everyone remained cool, calm, and collected.
I'm scared I'm going to walk down the aisle and break my neck and both my legs or something.
The Reverend.
This is like at a Super Bowl where they introduce him. What is your name, sir?
Andrew Blanco.
It's Andrew.
Go.
All right.
Your name, sir?
Mark Fortinas.
Thank you, Mark.
Go.
Marriage is a joyous occasion, and it brings to mind all those thoughts of home, loved ones, friendship, good times, happiness, longevity. I take thee, the man's name, to my wedded husband.
The ceremony was broadcast live on Don and Mike's Morning Drive radio show. And after all 28 vows had been said, Don and Mike showed their appreciation to the Valentine couples by dunking themselves in a vat of Hershey's chocolate.
I'm in here! Yeah!
Wackier times.
Wow. Was this in color?
Yeah. Yeah, you mean the TV coverage?
Yes.
Yes, it was in color.
Good times.
In low def.
Sunnier days.
Newlyweds celebrated with a first-class, grade-A, top-drawer reception right next door at Roy Rogers.
Hi. Hey,
That's Eyewitness News at 4.
Stay tuned now as the news continues with J.C. Hayward and Bob Altheid. We'll see you tomorrow. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's so romantic.
Bob Aldrich, who is now underground, I believe.
And Mike Buchanan, the reporter on that story, left Channel 9 studios and immediately was hit by a deer. Hit by a flying deer.
So unfair.
Yeah, another buck. We know a couple of TV bucks.
That's right.
Not a buck deer. Steve Buckhantz is a buck and Mike Buchanan is a buck.
And the deal with Mike Buchanan was when he left Channel 9, the way that the story goes, they were getting ready to thin the herd anyway, right?
Right, yes, exactly.
And he was one of those guys, well, frankly, you know, he was like Buzz.
He was the ultimate body bag reporter in his day. He was the one that covered all the murders, and nobody did it better than he did.
And he'd build his way up the ladder and slowly fell down the ladder.
Wrong at a
Remember
time.
when he worked his way all the way up to being an anchor guy?
Yeah, he was an anchor in the afternoon, not in the morning, in the afternoon.
And you and I would look at him on TV and go, how come like nobody combs his hair or fixes his tie for him?
Yeah.
He always looked like he just came out of a men's room at like a go-go club.
And he was known in some of his broadcasts to have fits of anger on the air.
Huh.
You know, when he'd slam the phone down and things like that.
The unraveling began with the D.C. Sniper. Do you remember that?
But he was great with the D.C.
Oh,
Sniper.
Oh, it was gripping television because you thought he was going to throw a phone.
Well, nobody did it better than he did. I mean, nobody really felt it like he did. He just was not your typical anchor.
He looked pissed for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, the coverage this guy would give on local Channel 9 here where the D.C. Sniper thing happening was riveting because he was really almost that movie Network.
Yes.
Happening live on TV.
And he was the only one that really would lack the control. He wouldn't be in that Anchorman kind of waxy control period. He would really feel the emotion of he'd get mad, too.
He'd sit there like he was on snow duty,
yep.
You know, when they go to extended coverage,
right.
And everyone else would be looking perky and attentive and something's going on. He would just wipe his face and go, this is a mess. Don't leave your homes.
Don't leave your home.
Shirt unopened and his tie undone and his sleeves rolled way up. And he just said, I can't believe it that this is going on.
Well, can't we get more information? All right, then. Forget it.
Was it a playing card or was it not a playing card?
And like Buzz, he was a guy that maybe should have been asked to retire. He was an elder. he was like a lot of the people at Channel 9. Mike, you and that phone.
I know.
That's okay.
I apologize.
Just stop to see who it is.
No, I just tried to turn down the ringer on. It says earpiece. Hello?
It's Mike Buchanan.
Howard. How are you? Can I call you right back?
Stern.
Yeah, it's nice that he stays in touch.
Yeah, what's the siren going? Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Hey to Robin.
It's my burglar alarm. All right. Howard, I'm on the air right now. I'll call you right back. All right, thank you.
Are you being burgled?
Yeah, I don't know. That's Florida, guys.
Oh, that's down in Florida.
Yeah, that's in Florida. Right, that's Florida.
In Florida location.
I said, can I call you right back? He says, I don't know. You hear that in the background? It's your burglar alarm.
Oh, well, it could be anything. Mike.
It could be anything.
Power outage, really.
Yeah, it could be a million different
squirrels.
Things.
It could be anything.
Sniper.
Yes.
Or it could be some guy down there getting that Value City couch you've got.
all the most expensive furnishings.
Mike O'Mara's.
I just hope there's nothing wet.
Mike O'Mara's television was stolen by an 80-year-old burglar.
And now we totally got off track with
Mike Buchanan. Buchanan. I know, my fault. I apologize.
No, that's okay.
It seems that I spend every day now apologizing on this show.
No,
I'm
that's
so very sorry. I didn't know. But that, even with the burgling of my home, I still should not have had my ringer turned up, you know?
Well, thank God you did, though.
I turned it down on the side, but I'm going to turn it down the traditional way.
We may have stopped a crime here.
So at Channel 9, what they were doing with this guy, Mike Buchanan, was what they were doing with a lot of older reporters,
mm-hmm.
What Channel 4 here has done now.
Inviting them.
They thin the herd.
Yeah.
They get the older reporters together, and they say, listen, either we'll fire your ass, or you can leave with some dignity.
Right.
What happened in Mike Buchanan's case was he ran into a deer on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
And then just wasn't invited back.
Kind of banged himself up.
Oh my!
Yeah,
they kept his by hitting the deer.
They kept his teenage son on board, though.
Yeah, not any longer though.
No, for a while though. Douglas.
Douglas is recently gone.
Isn't that the story that he hit the deer and then he was, you know, hit the deer and then he was gone. Then he worked at Channel 7 for a while, right?
Did he work at 7 for? Yeah, he worked at Channel 7
for a while. Channel 7 snapped up every old reporter.
That's true.
And they have them all. I think
and more power to them.
In a dungeon down there at WJLA.
Yeah, Stevie in Washington. Very, very exciting.
Does anybody out there remember the coverage? Because the coverage of him hitting the deer, at least on Channel 9, was something like, we've gotten news that our beloved reporter, Mike Buchanan, on his way home today, you know, just past Moe's Bar, unexpectedly
hit a deer
on Interstate 95 North.
A deer had run out to his car.
Mike will be okay and back with us soon at Channel 9.
Soon.
And then the next thing you know, they brought in that guy with that queer poofy hairdo.
He's coming soon.
Oh, Mike Walters, whatever that tool's name is.
I think that's his name. Now, isn't Mike Buchanan still doing some radio stuff around town? Isn't he?
I'm not sure.
I do not know.
If he is,
I don't know
where. He's a good guy, though. You know,
great
he is.
Guy.
Great guy.
He hosted a telethon with him once.
He was a TV guy that we really got along with.
Oh, he was great.
One time we went on a trip with him with a bunch of our listeners to Dallas, Texas.
That was the trip of trips.
He stood in the aisle with 100 of our listeners and de-pantsed himself.
He flashed his underwear to the crowd
at the
front of the aircraft.
There's a guy.
I believe a 737.
And at that point, he was still the body bag guy for Channel 9.
Sure. Yeah.
So our listeners were shocked and horrified.
This is the serious journalist who's there with his pants off at the front of the plane. And he would know. He would do serious stuff. He would do the body bag reports, but then he would do their puff pieces. He would do the human interest stuff, which included radio DJs,
yep.
And that's why he did right. that. But it was great. I'm still amazed that we actually had a whole plane, an entire plane with our listeners on it.
When he dropped,
and we did it twice. We brought listeners over to England.
It's called promotion.
Yeah.
When he dropped
this
his
seems
pants,
a million years ago, huh?
When he dropped his pants on the plane, did he show his body bag?
No, but he cracked everybody up, if you know what I mean.
Not that it really matters now, but yeah. We were pretty much a little self-sufficient engine over here on Hubbard Drive. But just so you know, Mike, they still pretend to us that we have promotions. Like every once in a while, they'll say to me something like, oh, this fall, you guys, you're going to get this great promotion, this great build your ultimate media room promotion. I mean, this thing is so great. You're going to love it. It's going to be the 65-inch TV, and it's going to be whatever the couches are and all. Whatever happened to that?
What happened to that?
What did happen to that?
I think the backing fell through.
And that's the answer we get. That's normally the answer we get, too.
Great idea.
That's how definitive it is. We used to know what was going on. You know, we not only moved away from the radio station where we broadcast, we moved away spiritually, physically, every way possible.
And promotionally. The actual detail is the promotion was on track and it hit a deer.
Yeah. Anyway, let's start today with something a little more relevant. Uh-huh. A TV tape this morning on the Today Show. Let this one go all the way to the very end. You'll understand why I am so offended.
Happy birthday, it is from Smucker's. We've got some folks live forever here. It's unbelievable. Take a look at this. The Smucker jar turns around in the moonlight. Ruby, don't take your love to Ruby Murphy, Benton, Illinois, 102. Member of her Baptist church. Baptists live forever. For over 90 years, enjoys gardening, walking, crossword puzzles, believes that the secret to her longevity are the three F's. Faith, family, and... Can't beat the combination. Look at that smile.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Willard.
Yeah.
Willard. He's losing it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
There we go.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, you know our motto.
The more you listen, the more you'll glisten.
Yeah, baby, but really.
Which cheese do you prefer?
Bill O'Reilly.
Gay sex. Whoa.
Whoa.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Looks like baby vomit.
Hi there.
He's insane. He's an insane man.
Yeah.
That guy's retarded.
What the bleep happened here?
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Okay.
That boy's gay in a handbag full of rainbows.
Why men's rooms?
Why? Why? Why?
Mommy boobies.
Here's Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don!
everybody is.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome to your bad self.
Yeah, baby.
Don and Mike show, and it's Wednesday. And our phone number is 877-365-3636. This is among the most awkward times doing a show like ours because, my God, we've been on the air for 15 minutes, but the show is now, just this moment, officially started.
This is the official start of the show, not to diminish in any way the previous 15 minutes entertainment.
Now, all that stuff about Mike Buchanan and the deer,
that's all free.
Yeah, the meter doesn't start.
Right now is when the meter starts.
Yeah, when the song's over, Mike.
Yeah, technically when the song's over, but half price for our talking right now.
It's a dollar a chuckle, a dollar a holler on the Don and Mike show.
You can't afford it.
Shall we share the last few moments we have off the clock with the listener, or shall we just share it together?
Let's share it together.
And here we go.
Hello?
Right into the deep end. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Adrian over in down South Florida. You remember me? I was the guy who was talking about the virgin thing.
No, I don't remember you specifically, no.
Oh, okay, then. I guess I'm not forgetful.
I know we did play the game, though, because I think you may have won with Zmed, Mike.
Oh, really?
I think we played the Adrian game recently.
Zmed. That's a great Adrian. Mm-hmm. Adrian Zmed. Now, any guy that begins his name with a Z, you got to give credit to.
Was he a lover of Merv, or was it just Denny Terrio?
I think it was Denny Terrio. But Zmed was also on the show with Merv, right?
Followed him.
And wasn't he on Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks?
Zmed?
Adrian,
you know what? Wasn't he in Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks?
Bachelor Party.
That's a good pull of a really, really obscure movie.
Hey, did you say you were calling from South Florida?
Yeah.
You're over on the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
Could you drive across Alligator Alley and turn my alarm off?
No, I'm not a Mexican. No, I have
What type of racial slur is that? I was simply asking a favor of a listener.
I think it was a fine thing to say.
Now, Mike didn't ask you to do gardening.
No, I asked you to get over there and, turn the alarm off.
Doing a solid.
All right.
Mike was asking for some B&E.
Yeah.
Not necessarily something that's required of someone of Hispanic background.
Right.
Your standard B&E, and for those of you who don't know, who don't watch Dragnet, that's Breaking and Entering.
B&E, baby.
I could be a black guy, a white guy, but I know what Mike is really looking for is a CB, a cat burglar.
Cat burglar, baby!
An elderly cat burglar.
Being robbed slowly.
Actually, I was calling to see about that Mike Buchanan guy. If he didn't get hit, if he didn't hit a deer, or as you guys say, he got hit by a deer.
Excuse me. I'm vibrating again, and I'm going to, let me just take care of this.
Okay, all right.
I do have a burglary. I have to go take care of it.
All right, bye, Mike.
All right.
Good luck. I hope your TV doesn't get stolen. Look at me stolen.
Yeah, we all hope that, sir.
Well, Mike's plan worked. He's out of work again. There he goes. Fake burglary, and he's off. There he goes down the road.
Could be a crisis.
You know, there is nothing you can do in that situation when they call.
Right.
And how many times have you been, I know in my neighborhood at home, if the power goes off, there is one of the houses across the street that has the goddamn outdoor alarm, which is just so annoying when you can hear it in the distance. You're in your house. Everything is shut. The power is off, and you still hear.
Outside.
At least it's not one of the ones that talks.
Where is it?
How do you know? What?
There's one that says, like, intruder.
Yes.
Intruder.
Oh, I know what you're
talking
about.
Some alarms say that. Here's Mike. We don't know.
I bet it's a false positive with Mike.
We hope so, certainly.
Maybe those talking alarms should speak in all languages and not just English. What do you think?
Hello, senor.
Mighty white are you, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, that's really high praise. Oh, and I must tell you, we must talk. Adrian Zmed was also in T.J. Hooker.
As was, what's her name, Heather Locklear.
That's right. Yeah. And, of course, Shatner.
Yeah, the king, Shatner. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
I was so drunk when I called you last night.
I could tell.
You knew it, right?
Yeah. You said, hey, buddy. It was a very long greeting.
My girlfriend was late getting home with dinner, and as it turns out, all I had was a glass.
That's all you had for dinner?
That's all I had was just a glass.
One big glass.
Cooked up a drink. And you called. It was, hey, buddy. And I said, what's going on? You said, Jackson? I said, yes. He said, do you know that Bravo is in high definition? I said, that's terrific.
You've been waiting for that.
I am so glad Mike is not in the room for this, because this is exactly the kind of crap he
hates.
Oh, he hates
it. He does.
He hates. And Rob, while he was not to my level of intoxication, was
close behind.
Yeah, very close.
I'm
and
shocked.
And with real enthusiasm, said, oh, here comes Mike O'Mara.
Let's see what happened. Just a little flood. Nothing. No. No, I'm kidding. Everything seems to be fine.
Oh, good.
Everything seems to be just fine. Everything seems to be working out fine. My neighbor heard a little beep this morning and then went over to check on things. And when he went to check on things, all hell broke loose.
Did you know that Bravo is in high def now?
Bravo is in high def?
On channel 258.
On the new ones?
Yep.
Good. I can watch that, you know.
As Don said to me last night, you can watch Top Chef. In high definition.
Oh, really? Had you had a couple of toddies last night?
Just one. It was before House. It was before 9 o'clock.
It was about 8 and a half, I think.
I fell asleep during House.
It was a good one.
I watched it again. I watched the end of it this morning. It was fantastic.
Sometimes I fall asleep during House, too, and it's not because I don't like it. I don't know what it is about it.
House traditionally starts out slowly. Uh-huh. House will not ramp up until the second half. Mm. And, you know, it's the second half of House when you always have the traditional person that's got the ailment starts to die again.
Mm. Right.
You know, they die first, then they bring him in, then they die a second time. But this is House with exploring the deeper issues, which I really enjoy.
I liked House doing Survivor. I like that when he put the thing on his head and he gave them all numbers and made them into the
and a little Bunsen
scenes.
Burners that he had going for the torches. I enjoyed that a lot. And I hope they keep the hottie, the young hot girl.
I don't think so. They're showing way too much of the three that
they're showing the homely girl.
Were supposedly fired last year.
The lady I don't like is the aggressive one, the plain Jane.
Hold on. You mean like the Midwestern beefy one, girl, the one they brought in?
Exactly. What you, the Midwestern beefy girl who is getting the majority of camera time.
Yeah. Showing that she's as smart as Gregory House.
Right. And so they fired the other guy, right, that used to be on his team. So does that mean he's going to be coming back now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. You mean the black guy who went off to become
House.
His own version of House.
Yes. Right.
And then had it fail miserably because the patient died.
Yeah, with one patient. Mm-hmm. With his very first patient. And then the blonde girl who is back in the same hospital.
Right.
Which doesn't make any sense. And the Australian guy is back in the same hospital.
They're all there.
But the black guy didn't kill a patient. Didn't he just...
He saved a patient.
He saved a patient but went against protocol.
Yes.
And that's how he got fired.
Which is why House is such the good bad boy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's right. He's like Fonzie. He's like Fonzie with a knife.
And he called himself Greg House again last night.
Hi, Greg House.
Greg House.
I'd like to see them bring the hot girl that he kind of likes.
Right.
The one that was all upset about the fact that the patient died. And bring back the old man who's not a doctor.
Yeah, I like him.
I like him too. I don't like anybody else on that show.
You like the Lisa Edelstein.
Oh, yeah. She's fine. Well, she's not going anywhere.
That's true.
She's staying there.
She was nice looking last night on that show as well, wasn't she?
Nice lingering shot of her walking away.
Grande Clivaggio.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Lisa.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 Yeah. Hi. I'm calling. I wanted to see Don if you heard about the Madden game they played on the Madden website Monday night, the Dallas Buffalo game, and how it was almost just exactly like the game right down to the finish. They do it every Monday night.
No, sir. I do not. Please send me a letter, though.
All right. Thanks.
Double space it, please.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't understand that question. What was he saying? There's a Madden game that mirrored the actual game itself?
I believe so, Mike. It's a gamer's thing.
Gamers.
It's a gamer's thing. If only you become a gamer, I could tell you about it.
You want me to become a wireless gamer?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Don. Hey, yes. That alarm could be that smoke detector.
Well, you should talk to Mike.
No, my next door neighbor is that's Howard, and Howard gets in there, and he went in, and that's when he said the alarm was armed, and the alarm shouldn't have been armed, and he went in there, and there's no smoke or anything like that. He's done a recon already.
I just was referring back to when Don was down his house down there, and he had that smoke detector problem down there. It kept going off, and the neighbors were talking about that when you were making all that noise.
Oh, I got you. He thinks that what happened to me maybe is what the same thing that is happening to you. And it could be something like
that. Well, I'll have the pleasure of doing that long distance stuff where you, which is really a delight, where you kind of get people looking at your stuff. We'll see what happens.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Don? How you doing?
What's happening?
Nothing, man. Don, I got bad news for you.
Yes, sir. What's that?
Your Packers are going to lose on Sunday.
Packers versus the Redskins?
Yes.
That'd be a good game. Packers are going to win, though. I'm afraid the Packers...
No. We have the best defense, man.
Is it going to be in D.C. or on the frozen
tundra? No, it's in Green Bay.
Uh-huh.
Game is in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Favre. Oh, man love. Mm. Lots of man love there. I'm going to get out my man purse. I'm going to put on my metrosexual clothing. And that's what I'm buying now, incidentally, is the NFL stuff that they have made for women.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen you more obsessed with
it. It looks good.
I'm buying the women's jerseys.
Super tight fitting.
Yeah.
It's the one where the T-shirts are slightly tapered.
The belly shirt.
Cropped.
The belly shirt that's got the sparklies on it.
Are you, is it more than normal, or are you actually wearing a lot of Green Bay? More Green Bay than ever. I mean, I don't think there's a day that goes by where you're not wearing Green Bay.
Well, my outfits will change when the weather changes.
Your costumes will be modified slightly.
I will move to my fall line of Packer clothing as soon as the weather stops cracking 90 degrees every day.
So, but you will be wearing Packers every day.
I could.
No, you don't do it every day, but you seem to be this week to be focused on it.
Well, we've only been
here. Have a good day.
All right, goodbye.
Yeah, we've only been here 2 days.
We're going to miss you.
Right.
That's why it's a Wednesday. It seems like it's...
Well, I had a T-shirt yesterday. And
a T-shirt.
What?
Are you wearing anything else, Packer? I haven't looked.
Socks.
Socks. Are you wearing the Packer sneakers?
Negative.
Okay, good.
Negative.
All right. I was just wondering whether, because of the importance of the week, with your beloved team facing your hometown team, whether you were overdoing it with the Packers.
No. But the Packers are the big winners this weekend. I want to turn this into the Jim Rome show. But listen.
Don.
Phenomenal.
What are your thoughts?
Phenomenal. Brett Favre.
Good job.
Bend over. Take it from him. Phenomenal. I would.
That's ridiculous.
I'd say Brett. Spread him, Brett. Brett, my name's Don. Phenomenal. I swallow.
Brett, how about a shave? How about shaving for the game?
I do have such an idiotic man crush on him. I was watching some NFL show.
Favre, not Rome.
Right? Yeah, right.
Just wanted to mention.
I'm the Rome crush.
That's right. I forgot.
They had him right after he had thrown whatever touchdown it was that broke the record.
Uh-huh.
And everybody he walked to on the sideline, he said the same thing to. He extended his hand and he said, "Put it in the vice."
Is that to shake his hand?
Yeah.
Put it in a vice?
Put it in the vice.
The vice.
And
the vice is his hand?
Yeah, they showed Brett Favre. They cut them all together. 10 different people on the sidelines that walked up to congratulate him. Each one, he said, "Put it in a vice."
God.
Put it in a vice.
But he's beloved by his teammates.
He can do that.
Yeah, that's why I got the man crush on him.
Are you kidding?
I mean, you see other quarterbacks, receivers arguing with each other. You don't see that with Brett Favre.
Put it in the vice. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are the broadcast deities doing today?
Wunderbar.
Cool.
Hi.
What's new on YouTube, man? You guys are always turning me on to the new YouTube stuff.
There's a great one on there right now called Mike Gets Burgled.
And then if you get tired of looking at those, just type in Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton.
Just Wayne Newton like I did before the show. You will be entertained for a half an hour.
Well, to step out of the comfort zone, I think that it's important to live life, not exist in it.
Yeah.
And being comfortable is wonderful, but stepping out, even if you fail, is not failing to me.
Huh?
That's Wayne Newton.
Brilliant.
On life.
And he got voted off last night.
What a shame that is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Hey, two things here real quick.
Yeah.
One, I hope Brett and the Packers beat the Little Trolls team. And two, Mike told me to call his cell phone to get him out of work. Could you please tell him to pick up the phone? He's not answering it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Greg.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
From Radio Overlords.
Hi there.
Hey, I have a thing from a few years back about Mike Buchanan, where he was doing a report on a giant squid, the elusive giant squid that somebody found over in, like, Time Machine in, like, New Zealand. And he misspoke on the TV and said it, instead of saying it had 32-foot tentacles, it had 30-foot
testicles. I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I think because we were also very big on running tape on Mike Buchanan.
Like, yeah.
With the golf ball story.
Oh, and, yeah. Where's that tape, Robbie?
That's a classic.
Didn't he have a black lady co-host that she just lost it when he said that? But he didn't even notice it.
Wow. Yes, one of his many black Kelly Lees that he had on that show. They did like doing the salt and pepper thing together with him, and I think it was
Andrea Rowan for a while.
And Beverly Burke, maybe?
I think so.
He insisted.
Andrea Rowan, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
Hey, just wanted to let you know that I would rather watch Mike Buchanan than Frank Herzog across the street in front of a bus.
I'm kind of confused by your comment.
Is
this a compliment for Mike Buchanan or a compliment for Frank Herzog or wishing death on Frank Herzog or what? I'm not sure what you're saying.
A little bit of both. Combination of everything.
All of the above. Like, are you trying to say you'd rather watch Mike Buchanan do anything than watch Frank Herzog anchor?
Yeah.
Well, your wish has been granted. Frank Herzog is no longer on television.
He's on TOP, isn't he?
Yeah, but that wouldn't be television.
They have no pictures.
Right.
But are you saying that someone that's on the news station is an anchor?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, from WTOP. Anchoring from the Domino's Nerve Center. Please, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Here's the great Mike Buchanan, the guy we were talking about.
You know, Beverly, golfers like to keep dirt and debris off their golf balls.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly when you're putting. They call me three-putt buck. That's why we have cleaning devices around the golf courses. You know, those things you squish up and down. Well, one golfer didn't use a wet towel or any cleaning device. He licked his balls clean.
That's classic.
Accident?
You can't get better than that. You cannot get better than that.
And no one would laugh when he would do stuff like that.
That's too bad.
They'd leave him out there just to hang.
It would be TV. Don't you wish the TV could respond to a blooper like we do on radio?
Oh, God,
where basically everybody that's in the room at that time stops, yells, and points.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yes.
Are you still mad at Mike?
Why?
For fisting Janet's pie.
No, 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 no.
That is a very ugly way to refer to that incident.
The only reason he called.
Which is a prettier way to say you raped it or you fisted it.
I think raped is a much more gentle term, believe it or not.
I like rape.
Why do you favor rape?
No problems.
Fisted the pie. And I didn't fist it.
No problems. It was kind of it was open-handed, wasn't it?
I pried it. I scratched it. I clawed it. I clawed a piece out of it.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was Mike's house. I'll bring everything back tonight. I swear.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I swear.
Hello. Don and Mike, what's up?
Hey, Mike Buchanan is on TOP as well.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Not regularly, though, right? I mean, is he just kind of a contributing guy?
Just during deer season.
The deer warning. You'll be hearing a lot more of him as the weather chills out.
That's the name of his segment. The deer from the live from the deer stand. Well, that's my take.
It's the deer stand with Mike Buchanan.
Not to be confused with the beer stand. And you get him up there wearing the orange.
Right.
He's got the orange day glow. He's got the plaid work shirt on.
If Mike Buchanan does the deer stand and the beer stand, then what would the radio feature from Will Thomas be called?
The queer stand?
Ding, Mike, ding. That gold star.
That wouldn't make sense.
I know. You're right.
Will Thomas likes screwing women. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, Will Thomas? Will Thomas from Channel 5. I want to tell you something about him.
All right.
Here's what I love about him. Women want to be with him. And men want to be him.
Absolutely. He is the George Clooney of male anchors.
Just last night, I turned to my beautiful girlfriend, Janet, and I said, look, he is wearing lipstick.
And then, of course, when you look at an anchor like that, you say to yourself, as you look closely, is he plucking or is he not plucking? And then you look closely and you realize, no, a man could not have perfect eyebrows like that.
Natural beauty. He does.
But it was cemented for me when I saw the feature on his home in whatever Washingtonian magazine it was. Mm-hmm. And if it is just not like something that...
Ought to have princess phones in every room.
Seriously, yeah, I'm trying to think of anybody that's gay and popular in the mainstream.
Should it be like Karl Lagerfeld's house? Should it be like the late Johnny Versace?
It's very close to that, Mike.
Right.
With just a touch. Now, keep in mind,
not a thing out of place
because he's on a budget. Just a touch of like. Siegfried and Roy. He's got a lot, as I recall from the pictures, a lot of columns,
right?
A lot of pillars, almost a Roman etu brute.
Were there any animal prints that you could see?
Leopard skins,
and
like that.
And leopard or cheetah is what it would
right.
be.
Yeah.
No, I don't think you'd
see tiger.
I don't remember, but I do remember that for whatever reason he was featured in. He's a weekend anchor on Channel 5,
right?
And he was featured in some architectural magazine.
No, it was Celebrity Skin. Was he in an Architectural Digest?
Yes, he was. Some local thing.
Wow, I'd love to see that. And you said columns. He had columns.
Yeah, with big high ceilings.
Were they columns that were connected to the ceiling, or were they columns that might have been rounded off at the top?
Mike, I don't know. I don't know.
Hey, Rob, I'm just asking about the architecture.
All I know is when I watched that, you know what I said? His house... is a Poon Palace.
Sure.
This guy, Will Thomas, gets more stink. I bet that there are chicks, women, hot women.
Did the columns look like lightsabers?
Hot women waiting outside Fox 5 to have male-female intercourse with Will Thomas after every show.
That's right.
Can I make my position any clearer?
Well, you've taught me a lesson. I always thought he might explore certain alternative lifestyles.
Mike, nothing could be further from the truth.
I haven't seen the pictures in the Architectural Digest.
No.
Or whatever magazine it was. I'd certainly like to see it, though. Notice any sculpture?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just Will.
There was a lot of marbled fruit.
Marbled fruit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi there.
Hey, so I'm on my way to work yesterday. And I'm on Silver Spring on 16th Street, and all of a sudden this guy starts merging over, like merging over into me, getting closer to me in my lane. Well, I'm in the far right lane up, and there's a curb right next to me, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm laying on the horn, and this guy is he doesn't even look at me, not like nothing. Like, I didn't even exist. So I'm trying to get as far over right as I can in my lane. I bounce off the curb. It looks like you took a grinder to my right rim, and this guy just keeps on going. Mm-hmm. So what I say is I'm going to get his license plate number. Well, his license plate number is written down on a cardboard box stuffed inside the back of his window, so I couldn't even do that.
Change it up on him now. Right. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you still there?
Wow.
Yeah, I am still there. This is pretty funny, huh? I heard that guy laughing.
Did you hear the crickets?
No, I can't really hear the crickets. It sounds like something else.
Do you know we were playing crickets?
You were playing crickets?
Yeah.
We're playing them right now.
Not right now you are?
Yeah.
Oh, crickets, huh?
Why do you think we're doing that?
You enjoy crickets.
No. No, come on. You know.
Think it's
you know.
No, I don't know. Don't tell me.
Why do you think at the end of a story? That's a clue, but you can't use that word on the radio.
I would say that you thought crickets would like my story.
And why would crickets be the only ones to like your story?
Because crickets know what it's like to get ran off the road.
Okay, idiot.
They know what it's like, Mike, to get ran off the road. Mm-hmm.
Well, on his way to
English class. If you don't have an education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's right. I'm sorry. If you don't understand the magic, the unspoken magic of what the cricket means.
The cricket is a symbol.
Of course I understand what the crickets mean.
No, you don't. It's a goddamn metaphor. What does it mean?
It means that it was a boring story.
It was a horrible story. It was a horrible story, and it was poorly told.
And that
stuff happens to a million people every day. Every day somebody has that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Every day, a person doesn't even look at you. No way.
Really, the only way that would be interesting is if one of the guys in here told that story. Do you understand? You know why? Can I tell you why? Because we could make it sing, and not sing like the crickets. And in fact, I would go on to say we wouldn't need to have anybody run into us.
No, we wouldn't.
We could have it come within an inch of our car and still make it interesting.
Hell of a start.
And why did you feel the need to throw that ugly word for excrement in?
I didn't mean to do that.
How much damage was done to your car?
I need to replace my right rim. That's about it.
Your rim?
Yeah.
Is it a spinner?
No, it's not a spinner.
When we let the crickets play too long, some of the other forest animals come out. Can you hear the other animals, sir?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear that.
I love that one.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's another animal.
There they all are.
What a great show this is, huh?
It is.
You picked a good day.
Quality.
Good day to listen.
Quality.
And now the people bringing you this steaming pile of crap.
This is the Don and Mike Show.